This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on the second weekend of the year of 2020. Big show this week. My first guest is a real rock and roll legend, my friend of over 45 years, B.J. Thomas will be here. Our next guest after that has probably been on our show more than anyone. Howie Mandel from America's Got Talent will be joining us. Also, a couple of members of Chicago Med on NBC, Colin Donnell and Nick Golfus. We have two correspondents this week. Each hour from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Our first will be Albert Lawrence. Next hour, Mark Summers will be joining us. And then we have Mark McKinney and Lauren Ash from Superstore, the creator of Two and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory, Lee Aronson. And then back to Las Vegas with Jennifer Jolly. That's coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today.
This is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. Ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide for your convenience. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like a guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. If you have ever taken a breath of air, you know that song. It's a classic, and it's done by a gentleman that I've known for a long time. I think I first met BJ back in like 1971, 72 when I was a music disc jockey up in Pennsylvania, and had the pleasure of being with him since, watching him in concert. He's quite a talent. Singer, songwriter, actor, author. Joining us right now, BJ Thomas. Hey, BJ, how you doing?
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I know. We go back a long way, buddy. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, we went back to the days when you were up in Pennsylvania, and then we came down here to Orlando, and we joined you at a dinner show. I got a great picture of the two of us. You look great. I look like I just been over the shelf. How have you been, my friend?
Man, I've been really good. I just got back yesterday from Nashville. I did a couple of days there at the Franklin Theater, and still all good, having a good time, and family as well. And of course, you know, we had a great day, and so everything is good.
Good, good. The daughters are growing up, I understand, right?
Yeah, they're growing up. We've got four grandkids now, and life is good, and I hope it's the same on your end, my friend.
Doing very, very well. Thank you for asking. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you look down the litany of songs, songs that VJ has done. You know, it's unfair to say Raindrops are so recognizable that outshines the others. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, Eyes of a New York Woman, Rock and Roll Lullaby. I know that somebody done somebody wrong. So I used to sing that song, now I can't even say it, right? And the song that I was just listening to before we went on the air, BJ, Mama. Jeez.
Back in the day, one of my best friends was a songwriter, a guy by the name of Mark Sharon. He lived with us for a couple of years, and of course he loved my mother, and he wrote her that song, and I still do it to it. I know it's a little dated now, but it's about my mom, so I'm not going to not do it, you know?
What was it like, BJ, to hear the song Hooked on a Feeling, a great song that Elvis did, and then what was the name of that band that did it with that crazy Ooka Cha Cha thing?
I think that was Blue Swede. Blue Swede was the name of the band. Well, you know, I don't know if I'm, you know, to be real honest with you, I wasn't really that pleased with doing that version of Hooked on a Feeling. The same thing really basically happened to me with Wind Beneath My Wings, although, you know, Bette Midler had the definitive version. I had it on an album, and it got covered by another guy, and so it prevented me from putting it out. And, you know, that just happens in our business. You know, once you record your music and it's out in the public, then anybody is free to do the song and send, you know, a lot of times they do.
I give you an enormous amount of credit when you were at the Triumphs back in 66 when you did I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, because this was done by, of course, Hank Williams, and a song that was a giant hit. And for someone to cover that and do it as well and be received as well as it was really an accomplishment. I give you a lot of credit. But I'm excited, BJ, about this new hosting job you have. You're going to be doing something on PBS. It's called Story Songs, hosted by 5-time Grammy nominee and winner BJ Thomas. So tell us about this.
Oh, you know, that was so much fun. They asked me to host this story song special they had. You know, it was so much fun. I don't get to do something like that very often. PBS has a big mansion in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
A huge place. I guess you know about that.
Sure do.
It's a big castle with a huge studio for recording and filming, and quite an experience for me, and I had a great time.
There's a lot of vintage footage from classic songs in an era, of course, that was sensational, the 60s and the 70s. Don McLean's American Pie,
right.
Ernie Ford's 16 Tons, Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle, The Ode to Billy Joe, Bad Leroy Brown, Honey by Bobby Goldsboro. Do you go into reasons why they recorded that song? What's the format, BJ?
You know, we didn't try to make it too documentary-like or too technical. I just did some, you know, some introductions to these songs, and I had worked with almost every artist that we had on this particular special. So, you know, I just kind of gave a brief introduction. You know, the main part of the show was the actual performance of the song. And one thing good about it is they had the complete performance of every song by the original artist on vintage video and tape. And so, you know, it really was a lot of fun to see again, you know.
Now, in addition to hosting it, are you going to show some of the vintage footage of yourself?
I have Rock and Roll Lullaby is one of the story songs. And, of course, that's a song I did. I recorded up in the Village in New York, and Duane Eddy played guitar, and Darlene Love sang backup with the Blossoms and the Chiffons. David Somerville sang a falsetto part on the end, so it had quite a story to it, and it tells the story of a young mother and child, and it was good to do that. I was glad I was able to get one of my songs in there.
Well, you have worked with the greats, of course. Your collaboration with people like Chips Moman is very well known. That's a combination made in heaven with you two guys. It really is.
Oh, man. Yeah, Chips Moman was great. In fact, I just saw the original drummer and the original keyboard player from the American Studio Group, the group that I've cut a lot of my hit records with there. They came to the show there in Nashville in Franklin. And, you know, those were great days for me. And, you know, they cut all the Elvis comeback hits in that studio.
Right.
And it's not recommended that you live in the past, but sometimes it's good to get to take a good look at it sometimes and remind yourself of how much fun it was and how good the memories are.
BJ, I live in the past every every single day. I had a birthday, and all we heard about was the 60s and the 70s from yours truly. Actually, I know his ex-wife, Chip's ex-wife, Tony, who plays piano behind Tony Orlando.
Yeah, exactly. I know they're touring and traveling together. Yeah, Tony Wine.
Yeah.
She sang backup on a lot of my music, and just a great person and a great songwriter. And I thought they were a great couple. I'm too bad they didn't make it. But of course, well, I miss Chips a lot now. He passed a few years ago, and too bad you don't have something that tells you to take advantage of every moment you're alive. Sometimes you go through these situations and you don't get the real value from them until later. Great to see that vintage stuff and to remember the wonderful people that I work with.
Well, as our mutual friend Dick Clark used to say, it's the blueprint of our life, so never get rid of it.
Oh, yeah, that perfectly is put, yeah.
PJ, when's the next time you're going to be down in the Central Florida area?
I'm not sure what my itinerary looks like, but it's possible that I will be back. We've already done a couple of shows down there in your wonderful state, and I think I'm headed back before the year's up.
Well, that's great. Well, we first met, I'm going back maybe 45, well, maybe longer, 47 years.
But wow.
You're, like they say in the business, the full package between an author, a singer, a songwriter. You have a career that you should be proud of, and I know you are. We're proud.
Well, Ron, it's very nice of you to say that, man. And, you know, a lot of my career has been underpinned by guys like you who have supported me over the years and talked to me like we're talking now and helped my music be successful. So, you know, I'll get a lot of gratitude to you for that. I've been very lucky, and, you know, of course, your listeners and appreciate them supporting me all these years. I've been a fortunate guy.
Well, I just ask two favors of you. Number one, never retire. And number two, let's not wait so many years between our visits, okay?
Okay. Man, let's don't do it. Let's do them more as soon as we can.
And Story Songs, hosted by our guest, B.J. Thomas, is part of special programming on PBS stations. Check your local listings for all the details. B.J., thank you again. Good talk with you. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Okay, my friend?
Hey, buddy. Thank you, my friend. Yes, sir. I'll see you soon.
Okay, thanks so much. B.J. Thomas has been our guest. I always like talking to him, and I just don't do it enough. And he's really a great guy and a terrific talent. And he's hosting Story Songs on PBS starting this month. Check your local listings for all the details.
Hey, buddy, thank you very much, man. And I mean that. Thanks for all the support over the years, and thank you sincerely.
Thank you, BJ. And we're going to listen to some of your music as we take a quick break on Ron Saggi Today.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Segi today, and the success of America's Got Talent continues. And joining us right now, Howie Mandel. Hello, Howie. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron.
This has got to be the toughest job in the world because, and I've emceed a lot of talent shows, but I never want to be a judge. How do you do this? I mean, don't you, like, feel sorry for children and old people and people that just have no talent?
Yes. Yes. And it's really hard as a performer to kind of be critical, but I think it's my job to be honest. But that being said, I love nothing more than sitting there and being witness to great talent and sometimes even insanity where you can't find the talent. And as tough as it is, it's worth the toughness.
You see, what scares me, and I always tell this to people, they say, you want to be a judge for some beauty contest? And they say, no, I'm afraid to do it because there was a guy, Howie, that once told Elvis Presley, go back to driving a truck. And that guy, of course, was kicking himself for the past 40 years, 50 years. But you never really know what's going to hit. Some bizarre things hit. And that's what I would be afraid of, telling somebody, hey, you know what, go back to working at Bed Bath & Beyond and forget the singing career, and then all of a sudden they become the next Pavarotti.
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody to, like, forget about it. I would just, you know, I would tell somebody that, you know, I don't think at this particular time that I have the, or you have the wherewithal for me to put you through to Las Vegas or Hollywood to the live shows. But don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, there may be, you know, talent is subjective. But what's not subjective and what we have a lot of on this show this year is a lot of insanity and bloodletting and danger and thrills and spills. And that being said, besides all the variety acts, I think the singers this year are far and above any other year, and the dancers and the musicians, all the talent is far and above any other year that they've done in the show. And I think if you compare the talent that we're seeing just in the beginning of this show to any other show that exists, I think that we could beat them, or they could win those shows hands down. Like our singers, our dancers, and then we open it up to even more kids and older people and variety acts.
The thing about kids, and I love to watch little children, because to me, if they're up there singing or juggling or whatever they do, it gives you a feeling of, wow, this new generation is really going to have a ton of talent behind it. But you always worry about if they're going to change that look. Or they, you ever see a child star back from the 50s or the 60s and see them today and they look like Gabby Hayes? You know, they lose the look, they lose everything.
Well, doesn't every child lose the look?
Every kid in the world.
I don't think I'm as adorable as I was when I was four.
I think you are. But that's just a personal matter.
You're flirting with me.
I shouldn't be doing that. But you look at the timeline that they have to really capitalize on their, you find this with old people too, capitalize on their success. And a lot of agents will say, well, you know, the kid's not going to look like that or the person's going to die.
And you find this with little people too? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just think it's a tough job. You had such a good deal going, Deal or No Deal.
Are you trying to talk me out of
no.
America's Got Talent?
No, somebody's got to...
And why are you making the little people feel bad?
I don't know. I just have a thing.
What are you saying? They lose their cuteness? What are you saying, Ron?
There's no cute big people. They're just little people that are cute and older people. I don't know.
Don't know what the point is, but I couldn't agree with you more.
And you
don't know what you're saying, but on that note, America's Got Talent this season is and you know what? Tune in just to watch the little people and the children while they're still cute and before they get old and ugly and Gabby Hayes-like.
No, I give you a lot of credit. I think you bring a lot to the show.
I'm phenomenal. That's what I've been told.
Yes. I've heard that from a lot of different people. In fact, right. You just said it, so that makes it phenomenal.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that wherever you go, people will come to you and say, I have a neighbor who has a nephew, who has a brother, who has a sister, who's a godfather to a little boy that can really, he sounds just like Elvis Presley, okay?
Right.
You get that now.
Right. You're I like that. I'm fascinated by talent.
Are you really?
Yes, I love it. I love watching people, and people have come up to me even for no reason at all. I had nothing to do with this show, and auditioned and sang a song and done a poem, have done handstands because they think that, you know, anybody in show business is their entree. And I love that. 24/7, I watch TV. I watch good entertainment as much as I watch bad entertainment, but entertainment is just subjective. So I believe that little people do keep their look their entire life. You, on the other hand, are turned off by, you know, older dwarves, and that's your thing, Ron. I embrace them. Not physically. I don't embrace anyone.
Well, no, of course not.
Germophobia.
Germophobia. I thought of you the other day. I have to tell you a quick story. I was in Fort Lauderdale for one of the big events of all time, the 50th anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are. Now, I know you're excited about that.
Okay. How do you get invited to all the A-list events?
I don't know. I'm just a lucky guy, you know.
I know.
They call me first, probably because everybody else turned them down, but they called me.
The 50th anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are.
Yes. And boy, you talk about old people.
Yeah.
So there was a guy there that, and I thought of you. The guy was just, he was like a snake that the skin was just coming off of him because he was in the sun so long. And he brushed up against my shirt and left the skin on my shirt. Now, Howie, you were the first guy I thought of at that point because I almost threw up. I really did.
Good.
Yeah, see, I have a very big empathy for how you feel about germs. I'm the same way.
When strangers brush up against you and their skin is peeled off and left on your shirt, I don't think you need a phobia to throw up a little bit from that.
No, you're absolutely right about that.
Yes.
Well,
that'll happen at a Connie Francis retrospective.
Don't forget the name. Don't forget the
name. People shed. People will shed at those. That's why I don't go to those anymore.
I know. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I told them you couldn't make it, because they asked me and I said, there's people shedding here.
Right. And that's why it's important to not go to those events and stay home and watch America's Got Talent on NBC.
You know, you did that just like Bob Hope used to do those promos on The Carson Show. He would be talking about a trip to Africa and then he said, but let me tell you, folks, it's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. All the servicemen will be there. That was a great segue.
Well, I'd rather talk about the show and leave that image in people's minds rather than shedding elderly people at a Connie Francis benefit.
Boy, Connie's never going to talk to me after this. I want you to know that. But you never talked me before this, so nothing, right. Nothing gained, nothing lost.
Yes. Well, we've garnered a lot of information from this promotional tour.
Yes, we have. We certainly.
You don't think little people are cute?
I don't think.
And children become ugly after the years.
I tell you, I got a very negative attitude on this. No, America's Got Talent. I have to tell you something. I really mean this. First of all, and I say this sincerely, all joking aside, that you are a perfect choice for this. It's the reason I read it, the way you faxed it to me.
Let's recap, ladies and gentlemen. The children don't stay cute. The dwarves become ugly. Connie Francis has elderly, skin-shedding people at her festivities. So for nothing, no other reason but just to give. Watch America's Got Talent on NBC. Pick up your TV guide, then you can figure out
there
when it's on if you want to see it again.
America's Got Talent with our pal, Howie Mandel. Howie, It's always great when you're here. You're one great talent.
My pleasure, Ron.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Howie Mandel's been our guest. America's Got Talent, NBC.
Thank you, Ron.
Boy, do I like when he's here. He's a funny guy. Quick. Howie Mandel. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live all across the USA and around the world. So stick with us. And you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter to House colleagues, Pelosi says she's instructed Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to prepare a resolution to appoint House managers for the Senate impeachment trial. When it comes to a lengthy impeachment trial in the Senate, Susan Crabtree with Real Clear Politics reminds everyone.
Timing is really concerning for both Republicans and Democrats, a little bit more burdensome for Democrats. She has said that she can walk and chew gum at the same time, but she has several Democratic senators running for president, as you know, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, and they're in the fight of their lives.
President Trump says he's closely following the protests in Iran. The president tweeted his support to the long-suffering people of Iran on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And you're listening to Ron Segi today. We are nationwide and around the world. And our next guests are from a TV show doing so well. They just started their brand new season. It airs Wednesday nights at 8, 7 Central Time on NBC. It's Chicago Med. Joining us right now is Colin Donnell and Nick Gilfus. Nick, Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you attribute the success of the show to, guys?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, it starts with really with Dick Wolf and the universe that he's created with these Chicago shows. You know, it started with the success of Chicago Fire, continued with Chicago PD, and we felt when we started a couple of years ago that we were in a great position to succeed, and thankfully audiences have latched on to us and are really enjoying what we're doing. We're very grateful to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a very exciting time for us as storytellers, because we're about to share what has secluded us for the past 7 months from the rest of our families and friends. But it's this one universe that really does it with the Chicago series. Yeah, it does start with Dick Wolf, and he's like the Dave Grohl of television when you think about it. Yeah. He's got these two major franchises. But this Chicago franchise is all about these shows intertwining, which you've never seen.
No, you're absolutely right. There are many times when Chicago PD and Chicago Fire all mesh together. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this, and I've asked this to so many people who are part of the Dick Wolf enterprise, and that is, has anybody ever seen Dick Wolf?
He is, in fact, a real person.
Is he really?
He does exist.
And if you don't see him in the trade magazines, you don't. I have no clue what he looks like, and we've been talking about his shows for the past 20 years, you know?
That's doing something right then, isn't he?
Well, he sure is. He knows how to stay out of the spotlight. Now, your character, Nick, is the stressful supervisor of an ER, an attending physician. I've always said that the toughest job in the world's got to be a doctor in the ER, sees everything. And then you have your problems, Colin, as a aspiring rising star as a heart surgeon. And there's all of these not only technical things and life-saving things that you're dealing with, but now you're dealing a little bit with mind and heart when it comes to romances and balancing, how to handle your cohorts in the emergency room.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the great things about this season is we're really getting to see, not just the action of the emergency department and the operating room, but we're really seeing how work affects personal life and how personal life then affects work. We all feel like we're kind of taking a deep dive this season into those into that interplay, and it's been really exciting to be able to shoot that and to be able to really dig into those characters and the way that it's all come together and fighting each other, really.
Is it difficult to learn the medical terms? We're not talking about, the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry now, okay? We're talking about terms that are very difficult to ascertain. Is it tough to learn the lines when you have these kind of terms that you have to deal with in order to make it look and sound realistic?
Yeah, it's a foreign language when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it definitely demands time and attention. But at this point, we were just talking, we have a foundation set, so that's great. They throw some zingers in there every once in a while where it's like, oh, yeah, this is very, very humbling that these people have these words in their back pocket.
There's a great outtake reel out there somewhere.
Oh,
there should be.
I would love to see that. I would give anything. Are there real doctors on the set to kind of set you straight if indeed you try to deviate from the medical terms or how things are done?
Always. Always.
Yeah, we have some wonderful consultants. Bobbin Bergstrom and Dr. Andrew Dennis are with us full-time, making sure that we actually look like we know what we're doing. We actually have real nurses and doctors who come to be background actors.
Yeah,
wow.
We call them expert extras.
Yeah, our expert extras.
That's very
great.
Cool.
I mean, it lends a realism to the show and keeps us from stress. straying too far from the reality of all the medicine.
What about spending time in the ER? I know a lot of times when you're doing a show that is based on real type of occupations, whether it be law enforcement, medical, attorneys, they spend some time. Have you both spent some time in the emergency room just seeing how it's done in real life?
Yeah, for sure. One of the consultants, Dr. Andrew Dennis, that Colin just mentioned, he works at a hospital where we're allowed. I still use it as a resource all the time. I mean, I think that I attribute most of what I'm able to do because of that. Yeah, I mean, there's no substitute really for being able to witness what these people are doing on a day-to-day basis, and it gives you a context not only for the reality of the situation, but it gives you an insight into you know, what these people go through emotionally and what they have to deal with. You know, the life and death situations that we're portraying on TV, they actually live, and it's it gives you a wonderful respect for these professionals and what they're able to accomplish on a day-to-day basis.
What a tremendous cast you have. You know, there's so many good people. You know, Nick, you bring a lot to the table with recurring roles on Shameless, The Newsroom, The Good Wife, Person of Interest, Royal Pains, and on stage with Midsummer Night's Dream. You and I have something in common. We were both born in Cleveland, Ohio.
No kidding.
Yeah, what hospital were you born in?
I was born in Euclid Hospital. Near Little Italy.
Okay. Well, I was born in St. Luke's Hospital. I don't know if it's still there or not. They probably made it a temple after I was born there, but I... Yeah, born in Cleveland, yeah. And
where were you born?
My grandparents, I actually was raised in Pennsylvania, but was on East 125th and Buckeye. But we're Italian, so I don't know what the heck we were doing in that neighborhood, but that's where we were. And Colin, you with the Showtime hit series The Affair, I love Pan Am, which you were part of, Person of Interest. But what role did you play in Jersey Boys?
Well, I was actually part of the ensemble there, and I covered a couple of the two of the four guys, main guys from the Four Seasons. So, but it was my first Broadway show. I'd been on tour with a Broadway production before that, but that was So I was wearing a monkey mask and playing guitar every night.
Oh man, that is a tremendous show. And of course, Meet Me in St. Louis and Wicked and Mamma Mia. Unbelievable the talent that is with this show. Now, are you going to mix? We mentioned this a little bit earlier. Are you going to mix a little bit of the characters from Chicago PD and Chicago Fire now in the third season of Chicago Med?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's part of the nature of this universe. It's just they were able to intertwine all three of the shows so seamlessly, and that's one of the goals that Dick has strived for, and one of the mandates that, you know, he set from the very beginning was that we wanted to portray the reality of all these different facets of first responders and public professionals and seeing how they interacted in day-to-day life. So you'll see people popping up pretty much all the time.
We get to see one another from the other cast, believe it or not. We work in one big space, and you think we cross paths more often, but we don't. And so when we go do these crossovers, it's a treat, really. It's like going to your cousin's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, don't say that. It's terrible when I go to my cousin's house for Thanksgiving. So don't use that analogy. So, anything but my cousin, please.
Okay. We don't have that in common.
Okay. That's right. You got Philip Winchester starring in the first episode, and this is kind of a follow-up of the cliffhanger from last year, is it not?
Right, it is. We find out right at the beginning of the season the fate of Dr. Charles and what goes on with him, and I brought in Philip to shoot a courtroom scene that starts to deal with some of the fallout from the incident involving Dr. Charles.
Well, that's great. Well, I congratulate both of you on season number 3 of Chicago Med. Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern on NBC. A great show and two fine actors. Nick, Colin, thank you so much for joining us. You're great guests. Please join us again. You're cool, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Feelings mutual.
That's very nice. Now, I just have to ask you one question. I have this pain in my lower back. Do you think that maybe perhaps you could give me some advice on that?
You should probably call your doctor.
You just play one on TV, right?
Exactly.
Nick, Colin, thank you so much to you, my friends.
Same to you.
You too.
Nice guys, I mean it. And talented, are you kidding me? Nick Gilfus and Colin Donnell, and they are the two stars of Chicago Med. Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on NBC. And by the way, immediately following that show is Chicago Fire on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. And we'll have a couple of the stars from that show coming up in an upcoming show. But I want to remind everybody right now to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I've been very anxious to talk to our next guest. He is in one of my favorite towns, Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Hard Rock Hotel. He's right there right now, the Consumer Electronics Show, or as we call it, the CES, providing a glimpse for all the latest things that are going to be happening in the technology arena in the year 2020. Joining us right now is our friend, Albert Lawrence. Hi, Albert. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Yes, happy to be out here in Vegas holding it down for you. Right now, I'm actually at the Harman Experience Showcase, so I want to kind of give you like an audio tour of what I'm seeing inside.
Okay, that sounds great. And I want to make mention of the fact, too, and I didn't in the introduction, I love your CBS series, the Henry Ford's Innovation Nation. That is a great place to be. I love that location, and I know that the show does very, very well, and it is a good show.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. I love working with the team there. And so right here at the Harman Experience Showcase, I want to give you something else that I think you're going to be a little bit excited about. JBL. JBL has rolled out quite a few new things this year. Now, you as an audio guy, you know that JBL has really been an authority in engineering superior sound for now over 70 years.
Oh, yeah.
But believe it or not, Ron, there is actually some stuff that JBL has yet to do. But this year, they're actually entering into some brand new space. So what I'm talking about is gaming. So we know that gaming is huge. There are professional gamers, there are casual gamers, but this is the very first time that JBL has actually created a pair of headsets, a line of headsets, specifically with gamers in mind. The name of the line, this is the JBL Quantum Range. What this Quantum Range does, when you put these headphones on, Ron, you get a chance to not only feel immersed inside of the world of the game that you're playing, but you also get a chance to have a competitive edge, because the technology within here not only provides you with clear sound and accurate sound, but also precise sound. So I mean, like, when you're playing against an opponent, you can actually tell facially from where your opponent is trying to sneak up on you from, and you can use that information to your advantage.
It's hard to imagine, because I am very familiar with JBL speakers, and it's hard to even think that they could do better than what they've done, and apparently that is what has happened.
Right. It's like, isn't that quite fantastic? It's like, it's actually kind of inspiring that, like, when you've been in the game this long, like, you still feel the need to innovate and to push and to do more. Also, like, in terms of that, when you talk about, you know, a brand learning to do more and pushing to do more, we've seen the JBL Boombox. You might have seen that around town. Like, that's really been a popular accessory and a popular device as people have been playing music at parties or maybe, you know, family cookouts, gatherings. But this year, JBL is also introducing the JBL Boombox 2. Now, I'm going to describe for you and for your listeners what I've got in front of me. Basically, this is a speaker with a handle on it. And with this handle, you pick it up. It's light. You can bring it around with you wherever you want to go. But inside of it, it gives you 24 hours of playtime. So I don't know what your playlists look like, Ron, but 24 hours is a lot of music to be going on through. It keeps the party going for quite a while. Sometimes, you know, we can be out at a party. We can be at a gathering. And let's just say that you're playing DJ. But when you're playing it, you're concerned that you're going to be losing battery power.
Right.
So now with this, you don't have to worry about that, because there's also a built-in power bank that's inside of the Boombox 2. So that helps you to recharge your device without that concern. And then also, since I know that you are in Orlando, you guys happen to get a lot of rain. There's a lot of moisture around there. There's a lot of water. You don't have to worry about that with this, because it turns out that it's waterproof.
Wow. How big is the speaker, Albert?
I would say the speaker is probably about like the length of your forearm.
Now, let's talk about wireless headsets, okay? Because I use headsets every day, obviously, and I'm still, I guess I'm antiquated here. I got this cord that runs up the side of my arm. Tell me the quality about that and what you need at the other end, the transmitter aspect of it.
Sure. Ron, I want to invite you to move on over to the wireless.
I also have a steam car.
You a couple of options right here. So you've got the one is the JBL Live 300 TWS, and so these are in-ear headsets, right? So you just go ahead, you put them on in your ear. These, again, like, they're water resistant, and I think that something that you will find specifically interesting about these two is that there's a built-in dual mic. So when we're having a conversation like the conversation that you and I are having right now, with this dual mic, that technology allows for the person who you're speaking with on the other end to not hear a whole bunch of ambient noise that's happening on your end. So they can just hear your beautiful, crystal clear, dulcet tones coming on through the microphone there. And they've got more than 20 hours of playtime, and they also come with a little recharging case so that you can go ahead and put them in the case when you're not using them, and they can charge back up. So that's one option for you right there, Ron. But then also, JBL has the JBL Tune 220 TWS. Now, these ones, these really get a chance to show off what they do when you start talking about that, about bass, you know, about JBL Pure bass sound, because it's got that good heart-thumping bass in there. And if you want to talk a little bit about the tech specs, which you mentioned before, they have a 12.5-millimeter driver. And so as someone like you, like who knows sound, like you know that when we're talking about drivers, we're talking a lot of times about the power of bass, you know, and about the spectrum of bass that you'll be able to hear within it. I mean, it pairs up with your native voice assistant as well, too. So, you know, the JBL Live 300 TWS and the JBL Tune 220 TWS, if you're just about to start jumping into the true wireless headphone category, I think that these are two nice ones that can help to usher you into that.
Albert, I want to ask you kind of a personal question. Do you need a helper out there? I mean, I would love to come out there. I can carry your suitcases, do whatever. I mean, this has got to be a ball. How long does this last?
Oh, my gosh. So the week. So we've got the week here. So, like, if you can somehow hyperspeed your way on over to Vegas, I'd love to see you, Ron.
Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable, really. I would love to be there. And one of these days, I'm going to do that. And, you know, one of these days, I want you to come back, and I want to talk about some things, like the fact that you climbed inside one of the Great Pyramids, or... I think that how you jokingly said, but I'm sure it wasn't a joke, that you ate your way through Bangkok. I can understand that.
And, oh, my God,
and how you spent a summer in Singapore and India where you found challenges. You looked for challenges facing television by interviewing residents and cable companies. And I think that is extremely interesting. Would you come back and talk about that someday, Albert?
Ron, I would absolutely love to. There's just so much that we get a chance to learn about others as well as ourselves, you know, whenever we explore and we go into cultures, you know, that are outside of our own backyard. So we'd love to do that.
Where can we go for more information on what we talked about and more today?
Yes, go on over to JBL.com, and also there's a brand new site that JBL just built and just released today, JBLQuantum.com, and that's where you're going to get a chance to see even more about the gaming headsets we talked about.
Terrific. Put a nickel in the slot machines for me, Albert. Have a great time, and I look forward to having you back, my friend, okay?
Thank you so much, Ron. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Albert. Our guest has been one talented man, Albert Lawrence, and he's at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. And that show, the display area, is the size of 57 football fields. We're going to pause for a second. There's a lot more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide, and their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, and make your car or boat pop with a new look. That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, B.J. Thomas, Howie Mandel, Nick Gulfus, and Colin Donald from Chicago Mets, and Albert Lawrence. Next hour from Double Dare, our friend Mark Summers will be joining us. Then two of the stars of Superstar on NBC, Mark McKinney and Lauren Ash. Then the creator of Two and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory, Lee Aronson. And then we're going to go back out to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. This time we'll talk to Jennifer Jolly. And that's all coming up next hour, live with Ron Segi. After a short break, my first guest the second hour will be my buddy from Double Dare, Mark Summers.